Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You must get into that right now with the whole karate thing. I'm very excited, by the way.
Ask براحتك.
I will. So how's the pandemic going on for you? أول حاجة.
دي included or not?
لا included ماما.
Okay. I mean, في الأول it was very overwhelming أصلاً. Like عارفة, I was avoiding to أصلاً think about it because when you actually think about it, it seems so unreal.
Yeah.
عن جد, there's a pandemic that stopped the world. Like عارفة, when you get to the
it's
bottom
crazy.
Of it, كده, it's
crazy
so
to think about it. True.
So it's
true.
Crazy, man. Yes. But في الأول, I would just overproductive kind of, like I was very overproductive. I would literally harm myself with things to do in a day, like do this and do that. So I avoid like facing my feelings about what's going on.
Uh-huh.
And then when that ran out, I was like, okay, Nadine, you need to sit down and actually face your feelings and like think about it. What's like making you upset?
I swear to God, I went through the same exact thing. Like what I do is I always run from my problems. I never sit down and face them. Like I have to distract myself constantly.
Yes.
I
do that by being productive.
Yeah.
Like that's my only way.
That's so true. That's the same thing for me. Honestly.
So that worked out for a bit, and then I was like, okay, you're gonna sit down and reflect. And like just be honest with yourself. And when I did that, I did break down for days continuously until I felt better. And like, this is gonna pass, everything's gonna pass. And then when I had that into perspective, I was like, okay, nothing's gonna faze me.
That's true. Has it taught you anything, like the time of reflection? What did you realize? What did you learn?
Okay, so the first thing that we already spoke about, I need to stop dealing with my emotions by going and being overproductive, because that will last for maximum 2 weeks.
It's such
and then
a
I'm gonna
temporary...
be drained
yeah.
for like yes, exactly. I'm gonna be drained for so long, and like for what? Sit down, reflect, face why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Get it over with if you want to mourn for like days, weeks, whatever. But at least you're not going to be doing something when you feel down, low-key, but you're not going to acknowledge that. And you're just going to be like, oh, I'm productive and I'm happy. And it's going to last for like 2 weeks. And you're not at your complete potential, you know? Because like, yeah, you're being productive. But imagine being productive and being genuinely happy. That's another thing. So that taught me like... Yeah, I learned that about myself.
I literally needed I needed someone to tell me that. Like, hey, stop and focus about your problem.
Literally, man. Like I was talking about it on my Instagram like 2 days ago. Like just sit down and don't do anything. If you can just get out of bed and make coffee, great. Do that. That's it for your day. So
I will take that advice. So what university do you study in?
American University of Sharjah.
Uh-huh. And what's your major? Yeah. Okay, so what do you major?
I'm majoring management.
All right. Why not psychology?
Management.
You told me you were into psychology.
Yeah. I mean, long story short, without getting into like extreme personal details, this is the middle ground that me and my parents had. So like I'm doing something like I approve of, I like, exactly. And they approve of in the same time. Okay. And they think, which is or used to be a fact, it's getting better now, psychology is not really like the biggest thing or not the biggest thing people care about in the Middle East, career wise. Which is sad. People are trying to change that, but they think it's a very big risk and they don't want me to take that. So they're like, major management and do everything you want to do on the side.
That's so true. Honestly, they have a point.
They have a point, but like, you know, sometimes you should take risks.
I feel you. I mean, that's what I'm currently doing.
Why not?
Yeah. I'm in mass communication. It's really hard to find a job in the media industry.
But you're doing great. Like...
Aw, thanks, girly.
True. That's true, but it's like if you have visuals, you have a creative eye, and like you can train to have a creative eye, but the people that are born with it, it's on another level, and I feel like you are, so yeah.
Oh, thanks, you appreciate it. You're making me blush now.
Oh, no. Ah, girl! So I want to see that after the podcast.
Oh, okay. So since you study management, do you want to open a business someday?
I had a few business ideas and one that's like in my head until now, but huh? I feel like I'll do better if I focus on the things I'm doing now, like makeup, the startup that I'm a part of,
yeah,
the show that I'm a part of. You know, it's like I love doing so many things at the same time, but opening a business needs a fresh mind. That's and right now, like I'm already doing things I love that I want to like be better at.
Yeah.
So when I'm done with that, I feel like I satisfied like my role in these things, then like yeah. I look on that. Yeah.
I feel you. That's a good point. So speaking of makeup, tell me about your makeup journey. Like how did you start? How did you know you were into makeup? Who taught you? Are you self-taught?
Okay, so throwback to like 4 years ago or 5 years ago. Okay, like grade 9.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, since grade 9, no one taught me. I'm like self-taught and like YouTube, mainly Nikki tutorials at the time until now. And how it started, I remember I was like at a very low point in my life, like mentally, emotionally. And yeah. there wasn't something necessarily making me sad, but like, you know, people go through it. You just become sad because of environment factors,
yeah,
etc. You know?
Uh-huh.
So I was really sad, and like my mom, I think it was my birthday, and she's like I was always this tomboyish kid because, you know, mm-hmm. I play karate. So like it kind of yeah. affected how like I'm very strong and like I'm very like in your face kind of personality. Yeah. So I wasn't really into makeup and dressing up, and like it wasn't my thing.
You were a bro girl.
Yeah, I was a bro girl, literally. And now I'm a mix of bro and that like puppy dog emoji. Okay, so my mom was like, you know what, I'm gonna get you a palette on your birthday and you're gonna use it and like start learning. And she got me this very colorful palette from Sephora, and yeah. ever since then, like whenever I feel bad or I feel down, I'm always like, until now, I've always been the person that like when I'm mentally not okay, I avoid going out. So I applaud myself for recognizing that since I was a kid. So I'd stay at home on a Thursday where like everyone's out and I'm at yeah. home, and I would just be literally playing around with makeup and like creating looks. And it's really weird, but they were all like, how do I say it? Like, they were all beautiful, happy looks for the sad person I was. And, like, I realized that, like, sad people can create beautiful art. And, like, ever since, like, I got into just, like, art generally after makeup, that became, like, you know, my passion. Like, anything art is my passion because, like, it's a form of expression.
Yeah, of course.
And, like, it was my only language of expression, you know? So...
wow,
that's
great. That's some hella inspiring shit.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I love makeup too, but I'm not a professional. But like, my story.
Girl, your makeup similar. Looks are amazing.
They're okay.
Excuse you. No, you do like bomb ass glam.
You can't looks. You can't compare like me to you. Like you're on another level. Like you are what I aspire to be, though. No, honestly, like girl. I'm not saying that. I do.
But like I believe there are like different types of makeup. Like an artist can be an artist, and the only thing they do is simple glam. That's why I love makeup so much. It's so diverse, and you will fall into a category regardless. And there's no categories, but you will feel like welcome to the makeup world and art in general, because art can be ugly. And like you can call it ugly, but it's not a like an offensive thing to say, you know?
No, like, something that makes it ugly to you, maybe like, you know, beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. But like sometimes there's like beauty in how like raw, and like it might be an ugly like phase this person was going through. So they were trying to express how ugly it was. And that in itself is beautiful. So same goes with makeup.
True. That's so true. Yeah. I also started with, I think my first palette was the Jaclyn Hill one from Morphe. the basics.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
We were like out of budget, so like my palette I think would sell now for like 60 dirhams. Like,
oh,
so it's like a basic ass colorful palette. Pigment is not that even pigmented, but I was so happy with this palette. You won't understand.
Yeah.
I was doing a whole shoot for this palette at the time.
I kid you not, I did not even know who Jaclyn Hill was. I liked this palette. They were decent colors. So I was like, you know what? Let me go for it.
Just get the palette.
Yeah, literally. You know, if James Charles had a palette back then, I would have like totally bought it. I have it right now. Yeah, but I feel like mine's patient. I mean, like, I know yours is Nikki Tutorials. I feel like mine was James Charles for so many reasons. Like, he was a teenager like me, kind of, you know?
True.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, me, like, right now, it's, like, both. Like, Nikki Tutorials and, like, when I started watching James Charles, mm-hmm. growing up. Like, after, yeah. like, already being into makeup. So, I think 2 years ago, uh-huh. or, like, 3 or 2 years and a half. So, yeah, he inspires me, too, because, like... regardless of everything that happens, he's such a strong person and extremely artistic. So,
totally agree. And I used to get a lot of hate for liking him. Like, whenever I tell someone, like, hey, I started makeup because of James Charles, and I'll be like, ew.
Yeah.
Homophobia alert.
Literally, homophobia alert. And, like, I kid you not, when I posted the Pride look this year, the amount of messages I got. And hate, and I was just like, why? Why are you doing that?
Well, how did you deal with that?
I mean, I just replied to them saying that, because see, like bottom line, when it comes to like religion and like serious things that no one can talk about, I can't say anything, and the person in front of me can't say anything too. So I'm like, okay, whatever you believe in is valid. And I'm not going to invalidate that. Never. I'd never do that. If you believe that this is haram, I will not say anything. You believe that. And I, okay, good. Chapeau. Yani, khalas. Done. Best don't go and make someone hate their lives, hate their existence. Like, what is this part of your religion too? It's not. And it will never be. So if you believe so much in the religion that you follow, then follow it completely or don't speak. Khalas. We all have a halal haram ratio, and whatever it is that we sin, no one should like I can't just come and tell you, oh halal, you're doing this. Who am I God? Did God assign me to be God or two? Like,
yeah, of course.
Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, and some people are not even educated enough about religion, because like our religion does not say, like, you know, like, yeah, hate gays and hate everyone who is different.
Yeah, that's another long story. There are so many theories and so many things that like are in the middle. Like, there's a reason, like, if I'm not wrong, I don't want to atfalsaf, but there's a reason why God said something about gay men. I think there was a scenario that, like, a story that happened that was wrong, and it was just because of the scenario, but it wasn't because of like them existing. So I mean, I don't want to atfalsaf either, because I'm not, like, I don't read that much, but I don't talk whether, like, I just support, I respect them, I respect their existence, I respect their strength, just that.
Not necessarily having to believe in what they believe in, but it's respecting someone no matter how.
Exactly, and I have so many friends, Kanan, so, like, exactly. Like, I've seen firsthand what they go through, and, like, I'd never want that, like, to anyone. Like, I've seen firsthand, and it's not nice.
This world is so horrible, because if you're just, like, 2% different than someone else, you get hate.
Exactly. We're like, how many billion people? Do you expect everyone to believe in the same thing and go by the same thing that you want? Who are you?
Exactly.
Excuse you, Yanni.
If we were to correct people all day, it wouldn't end.
Exactly, we'll all just hate each other. Just be in peace, live your own life. If you have something to say about someone's life, you either say it nicely or in a malak dakhil at all.
Period.
You know?
You guys heard it from Nadine.
Period.
Okay, what's your favorite makeup brand?
Favorite makeup brand?
Yeah.
NYX Cosmetics, and I think it's obvious because I'm literally always using their products and tagging them. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it's affordable, like most of their products.
Yeah,
and true. They're really good kaman, so there's that. And I really respect that they're very, very inclusive. Like, I don't think they ever had like a fallout where they didn't include a certain shade range. I don't think they did, if I'm not wrong. Maybe years ago where I was not even into makeup, but like since I'm into makeup, I don't think they had one. So that's
really good.
There's that too.
All right. So do you work on clients or do you just like do makeup for yourself?
I'm just working on myself because whenever it's like a client, I always get so nervous, even though I don't like, it's not being cocky, but I trust my work. I trust my, like, I trust how artistic I can be. I trust what I can do. Yeah, but like seriously doing it on a client, that, like a person that would actually just come, that I would just do their makeup and they would have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm getting there, but I'm not there yet. Like I've done makeup on people before, but like not as like a client where they pay me and etc. So.
I was gonna ask if you had any bad client story.
Man, okay, years from now, just we'll have the same podcast and ask me that. But no, like it's really out of my comfort zone. No one believes that, but it really is. So I'm trying to like.
Oh, you should seriously try it though. Like, try more things that you know you're uncomfortable with. You might end up liking it.
Yeah, right, that's true. So, my friends also say that. My mom always saying it.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, let's say you'd invent like a makeup product of your own. What would it be?
Okay. Smart. I love that. I love that question. It's my favorite one so far. Let me think. Oh my god, I actually never thought about that. Or I did.
I always think about it, but like I never like
I'm actually gonna get this out.
Basis, and you're like, oh, but I wish it was like, you know, more like this, or like I wish there was this.
I mean, it kind of already exists, but it's so hard. Like when you know when you put concealer and you spray it and you set it with powder, all that.
Yes.
I just wish like it came in one product. Like I have one concealer
that
sets and fixes and everything on its own.
But I kind of feel that's a little bit like, you know, wait.
Like why do I need to like go through that? And then in the end it's and then it's way gonna crease. It's gonna crease, come on. Like by the end of the day, or like not even end of the day. So like why am I even setting it? Like I just want it to come in one product. Please.
I feel you.
Future makeup ambassadors and creators, please.
My idea was like a concealer snap. The same idea of what you're going for, but it's like, you know, you wake up, you put a stamp, like a concealer stamp, you just blend it in and you go out and leave.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like a stamp.
I think that exists. I thought when you said concealer stamp as in like something. That's nice. I think that exists though, stamps. But like it comes as in like a stamp and then you put concealer on top. Yeah.
Okay. No, I mean like a
but like not a concealer stamp, like what you're saying.
Yeah. No, not quite stamp, but like
That would be so cool.
Yeah, quick. Like you put in your bag, you put some concealer, you know, you don't look tired anymore. And something especially that would work. Like without needing an orange corrector, because I have such bad dark eye circles, and I want a concealer that's not heavy but is able to cover that kind of
Tarte.
Or honestly, Tarte doesn't I've tried justice. Tarte. I didn't like it.
Tarte. I heard
so
like
heavy.
Really, I felt like it was really cakey. Yeah. Like you get the coverage you need, but for what? All this cakiness.
That's so true.
Yeah.
What I love, honestly, the concealer I'm using right now is the L'Oreal Infallible one. It's so good.
Oh my god, yes. And I love their foundation, come on. The L'Oreal Infallible foundation.
It's so cute, and it honestly does the most.
And it stays. It literally stays. Yeah. So true.
All right. So,
period. L'Oreal, watch this. Hear this podcast.
So now we're going to talk about, honestly, the thing I'm most excited about, karate. You need to tell me about, like, the whole thing. How'd you get into it? How many years have you been doing it for? What belt do you have?
Okay, are you ready? Okay. Anyways, okay, so basically, I started when I was 4 years old, and it's my mom that, like, encouraged me, not encouraged me, she actually forced me into it.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, I was such a very, like, quiet kid. I always avoid people.
Yeah.
Like, okay, being a kid, it's sometimes normal, but I was very extreme. Like, I would always sit alone, and I would avoid talking to anyone. And, like, whenever I talked to anyone, like, I had such a weak personality. Like, I know you're still a kid and you're still developing one, but, like, sometimes it's just, like, signs that show that, like, okay, this kid, something's, like, if you don't fix it from now, like, just be in this circle, you know?
Yeah, I get
so, like, I was so, like, weak, and, like, my personality was weak, and I would, like, whenever anyone tells me to do anything, I'd do it. Like, my friend, I remember, like kindergarten-ish, wore hijab, and I went to my mom, I'm like, I want to wear one too, because she wore one. Like, whenever anyone does anything, I just go, like, I want to do it too, and it's like, where is my personality as a kid, you know? Like, I don't even have one.
Yeah.
So, my mom, like, forced me into it, and my dad was very, like, he disapproved of it at the time when I started, because it's like karate and she's still young,
yeah,
she's still a girl. That's how he used to, okay, put this in mind because you'll need it later, used to think about it, okay. But, like, she made me, like, enter, like, so many activities, like karate, dancing, swimming, mm-hmm, what else? Yeah, I think that's it. And, like, I had to, like, choose, you know? So by time until, like, I was, like, 6, 7, like, I was going to all these activities, okay, until I was 7. And then, like, by time, I started, like, ditching other things for karate.
Oh, wow.
So I started doing that. And then my mom realized, like, I'm actually, like, getting into it, like, on a serious level. So then when I was, like, 7-ish, my dad forced my brother into it too. Not forced, my brother literally started walking and started karate. Besides the point, we're talking about me now. Okay, so by the time I was like 10-ish, my mom started like, I don't think you need karate anymore, it's making you, like, no, not 10, 11, 12, making you tomboy, it's making you really tough, like, even as a personality, like, walking around, like, not tough in a bad way, like, she doesn't want me to be strong, but isn't tough, but mentality, you know, like, even, like, yeah, joking, like, around, like, really, I'm always, like, one girl,
every aspect, yeah, of life.
I mean mothers are, like, you know, our guidance, you know, guardian, yeah, angels, guidance, everything.
Like,
so
mom is literally,
like, she doesn't, like, she guides me, but she doesn't, yeah. Hmm?
Your mom is, like, like, she mentored you to every, like, every age. She was like, okay, we're gonna stop this, we're gonna do this, and then the next age we're like, we're gonna stop this and do this. Like, I respect that so much.
That's true. That actually, now that I think about it, that's actually really true.
Yeah, because
she introduced me to makeup
and this person
and today, but, like,
so many talents, and it's because of your parents.
Honestly, I love her for that. We,
yeah,
were talking about that, but like a few days ago, but let me continue creating story, okay? So yeah, so like at 12-ish, she's like, don't you think you should stop? Like, you're being very, like, not violent as, like, me violent, but, like,
yeah,
like, no one messes around with me, you know, kind of, like, personality. So I'm like, I was already way into it. Karate shaped my life. It shaped who I am. It shaped how my day goes. Like, I have a priority, like, every day, and it made me, like, shape my priorities in life generally, you know? Like, خلاص, I got trained to shape my priorities, like, since I was a kid. Like, Nadine, do you want to go out? No, I have training. Imagine as, like, a 9-year-old, I say that to, like, or 10-year-old, 11-year-old, 12, 13, until I was, like, until grade 11, until now, if I have training and I want to go out, no way. Like, غير انه my dad won't let me do that. And I'm in myself. It's like, you want me to miss my training? So I stayed like that. My mom, like, was like, خلاص, stop. I'd come home with bruises. I'd come home with, like, my eyes dragged out. I'd come home with, like, I still bruised, like, all the time, you know? So then she kept doing that. But my dad became very, very, like, supportive of it since we were, like, kids, after, like, he saw how we got into it. And, like, ever since then, he's been the obsessive person with karate and like always supporting us, always taking us, like taking us out to tournaments, etc. And like, regardless of how I would get hurt or, man, I once fainted in front of my dad in a tournament and my dad had no reaction because he trusted that I was going to get up. He's like, you're going to get up. You think you'll stay there? You're not going to lay down and not. So yeah, that was the story. Yani. Like, it was encouraged by my mom. And now that she doesn't want us to continue, like wants me because I'm a girl and people, man, the stereotypes, like stereotyping I get with the sport, live that. So she's just out of care. But in, I'm a stubborn person, so still gonna keep doing it. So I think it's been like 16 years. I don't know, count. Four, I'm 19 now, since I was four. Yeah.
That's great. What belt do you have?
It's been a while. Black Dan 2.
Damn.
Yeah. Awkward silence. Have you Hella ever leaves the chat.
Karate on someone before, like self-defense, like realistically in life?
Like out of competitions and training?
Like you've had to use it.
Yes. Four times. I remember. See?
All four.
Four times. See, karate also teaches a principle where you don't use your strength over like someone else just because you want to. You know, like karate is like self-defense and violence. Yeah?
Yeah.
You were saying? I didn't hear you.
I said, yeah, when you need to use it.
Exactly. So that's why, like, see, since like EMTA, I've been playing four times and twice because my brother was getting bullied and he did nothing about it because he's a way calmer person than I am. And I beat the shit out of the guy. And like, I remember it was a guy that was even older than me at the time. and it was in a bus. And like, I want to summarize both because they both were kind of similar. Okay. This guy literally carried my brother and threw him at the bus window. And my brother's head started bleeding. And his friends called me and they're like, your brother is sad. I'm like, my brother is sad? And I go to him and I'm like, why are you sad? And I'm just laughing it out. I'm like, is everything okay? Like, what happened? And like, his head is down. He's like, yeah, yeah, everything is okay. And I pull him like from his ear, not violently. I just pull him like that. And I see his head bleeding. I'm like, who did this to you? Who did this to you now? You just point. He's like, Nadine, it's okay. Like, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, I've not been training for years. And like, in training, we fight guys. My coach always puts me in front of guys. Okay, so like, been there, done that. Point. So he pointed at this guy. He's in grade 11, bullying a grade 4 or 5 kid. I think grade 4. Why? Why? How? أصلاً, إزاي الدماغ دي أصلاً, فين الدماغ أصلاً? Anyways, I'm like, why are you doing this, blah, blah, blah. This guy got up, عامل نفسه راجل كده. And he's like, what are you going to do about it? And he pushed me. And like, see, like, I didn't even start. Like, the physical, it wasn't me. It was him. And I was like, the audacity this guy has. And like, he pushed me. I'm like, why did you just touch me? And then he's like, huh, what are you going to do about it? And his friends are laughing. I'm like, what am I going to do about it? I punched him and then I kneed him in his balls. Just one knee. And this guy's on the floor. And then he got up and this guy had the audacity to punch me.
No way.
But that didn't do anything. Because like he was already dead by the time. Yes. Huh?
It was a whole last fight.
Yeah, it was a whole ass fight. This guy punched me and then I kneed him back again and like he was on the floor and he never came back to the bus. that was like the second time. Yeah. Man. More stories?
Oh, I'm so enjoying this. Where is my popcorn?
God, Allah, Anna, come on. I need popcorn when I'm saying the story. And that's it, like twice because like my brother was getting bullied and once this really hits my heart honestly, like whenever I talk about it. So I remember, like, I think it's a shorter one. I was going to tuition and where I go to tuition is like kind of dark, like it's a dark area, or I go like really late. And like I'm walking and I wear this jacket that belongs to a club. So, and everyone knows this sports club. So I'm walking and this guy starts saying the sports club, and he's like, oh yeah, Ahlawiya, oh my god, I don't know what. And I عرفة كده, like, he's just shouting, like screaming, وبيعاكس in a way, and his voice was very like uncomfortable, like to me كده. And it's really dark, and مفيش حد غير me and this guy أصلا. And this guy starts walking ورايا. I was like, okay, Nadine, calm down. I'm not gonna do anything about it. And whenever, like it's sad, but it's like I started having this, like, إنه تلقائياً بعمل الحركة دي. And whenever I'm walking around and female around me or in the dark or like anywhere, I put my hand into a fist. وبيبان عروق إيدي. لو don't even get close to me. Like my fist is ready, you know. So like it's sad, but it's like خلاص يعني, I just do it. Anyways, I'm walking and this guy keeps walking behind me, and I'm like, don't do anything about it. خلاص, just because if I fight, I'm gonna fight. So don't. But I was really scared too. And that's the thing, like, people think, you know, oh, خلاص, عندك self-defense, you have nothing to be scared of. No, I was scared shitless, you know?
Of course.
It's like, خلاص, I was like, خلاص, chill. He got so close that I could, like, feel him ورايا. I turned around and I punched the living shit out of, I kicked this guy, actually. I didn't punch him. I kicked him strong enough that I can, like, run to my building, the building, the باخد tuition fee. I kicked him so hard, this guy literally like tar. Like it was out of a Jackie Chan movie, literally. Yes, I don't know where the strength come out from when my knees were literally shaking. But it was a kick, impulse, kick on a tool. I just kicked him and I walked away. So that's like one time.
Damn.
Come on.
I'm scared. You will hold back.
I mean, I had to.
Yeah, of course. Honestly.
But I let someone just sexually assault me like that and go? Thank you.
Like, I'm going to consider wanting to do kickboxing for the longest time. I've been interested in it.
You should. You really should.
But the whole, like the stories that you told me really motivated me, to be honest. Like, I feel secure when I know how to defend myself.
Oh god. Actually, yeah, when you do something like that, like, oh, اولا شوفي, bottom line, احنا مش مفروض نحس ان احنا we should do a sport to feel protected.
Yeah, of
but
course.
Sadly that became reality, and now it's getting better, alhamdulillah, everywhere. And it's eh?
Being a woman, like, within
itself. Eh, what were you saying?
But like being a woman within itself in this society,
exactly,
like, you have to know how to defend yourself.
Exactly. So yani, للأسف that's been normalized. So we have to deal with it, and when we deal with it, we'll deal with it with strength. So it's a great thing to do, like any martial arts also. But kickboxing is also amazing to have a feeling, hey, can you have the strength within you to stop someone from anything or defend yourself, awesome, is really nice. Like, yeah, I was scared, and like whenever I think about it, like, it's scary, but I feel very powerful. You know, at that moment I could do that, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. Honestly, that's so inspiring.
Thank you. I'm glad it is.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for being on the podcast. That's all the time we have. I could literally talk to you forever.
Oh, خلاص, next time ba.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, girl,
and being on my podcast. I had so much.
I'm so glad that I'm a part of this.
Yes, I'm so excited to post it and to let people know who Nadine Mahmoud is.
Girl, thank you. I'm so happy that I'm a part of this. Literally, I was so excited when you told me, no, someone referred me to you. I'm like,
yeah.
What? Like, I'm actually out here inspiring people.
Girl,
nice.
Yeah. So, girl, continue to inspire.
Thank you, and you continue doing you, because I literally see a future ahead of you. Literally, 100%, girl.
Have a great.
Inshallah, one day, kida, you interview someone really, really, really big.
A girl, I already started with you, so I'm already halfway there.
Smooth, Hannah. Very smooth. I'll give you this one.
I'm not clear.
Yeah, la, smooth.
Okay, girl. I hope you have a good night. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.